following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hey gamers, this is Level E. A new adventure begins every time you press start. So get ready, power up, and let's jump into the game. Hi everyone, welcome to my third episode. I'm super excited to take you through the incredible history of video games, from their humble beginnings to the mind-blowing technology we have today. We'll cover it all. Don't worry, I've broken it down into 5 easy sections, so grab a snack and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off by traveling back in time to the 1950s when computers were so big they could take up entire rooms. At this point, these machines were mainly used for research or government work, and definitely not for gaming. But what happens when a few curious minds decide to tinker with technology? They created the first video games. In 1958, physicist William Higginbotham, working at the Brookhaven National Laboratory, invented Tennis for Two. Imagine this, a super simple game where two players hit a dot back and forth on a screen, almost like a super basic version of Pong. It was displayed on an oscilloscope, which is normally used for scientific measurements, not gaming. It wasn't intended to entertain, but it became one of the earliest video games in history. Fast forward to 1962, and here comes Space War, a game developed by MIT student Steve Russell. This game was a game changer. It allowed two players to control spaceships that shoot each other in space. Although it wasn't commercially available, Space War spread across college campuses, inspiring the first taste of gaming culture. People were amazed by the idea of playing games on computers. The game was revolutionary in many ways, and it set the stage for a huge shift in how people would engage with technology. Then, in 1972, we get the game that literally changed everything, Pong. Created by Nolan Bushnell and Atari, Pong was the first ever commercially successful video game. It was a simple game of two paddles and a bouncing ball, but it captivated millions of people. Before Pong, video games weren't really something most people knew about, but now, arcades began popping up everywhere, and gaming was no longer a fringe activity. Pong was the first real introduction to video gaming as we know it, and ignited the spark that would grow into the massive industry we have today. So, what we've seen in these early days is the birth of something huge. Video games went from being a scientific curiosity to a global phenomenon that would change the world forever. This was just the beginning. Moving on to the late 1970s and 1980s, this was the time when video games truly exploded into mainstream. Arcades became a huge part of entertainment, and home consoles began to make their mark. Let's dive into the golden age of arcades. From 1978 to 1983, arcades were everywhere. You'd find them in malls, restaurants, grocery stores, basically anywhere people gathered. It was the age of iconic arcade games. Who can forget Space Invaders? It was the first game that truly captivated the public's attention. In this game, players had to shoot aliens before they reached the bottom of the screen. It was simple, yet wildly addictive. In 1980, Pac-Man came along and took the world by storm. Suddenly, everyone was chasing dots and avoiding ghosts. Pac-Man became a cultural phenomenon, and it was a game that almost anyone could enjoy. Then, in 1981, Donkey Kong introduced us to Mario, who would go on to become one of the most beloved video game characters of all time. These games were not only fun, they were incredibly popular, and arcades reached their peak in the early 80s. But the arcade scene wasn't the only revolution happening in the 80s. Enter home consoles. In 1977, Atari released the 2600, the first successful home video game console. It brought the excitement of arcades right into people's living rooms. Now, you didn't have to go to a store to play your favorite games. You could enjoy them at home. The 2600 made gaming accessible to everyone, and games like Space Invaders and Asteroids became household names. But not everything was perfect. In 1983, the video game industry faced a huge crash. What happened? Well, there was an oversupply of low-quality games. Consumers became disillusioned with the abundance of poorly made titles. Many companies, including Atari, went bankrupt, and the gaming market nearly collapsed. It was a tough time for the industry, but not for long. Despite the crash, the groundwork for the massive video game industry we have today was laid during the exciting and chaotic time. Innovation, growth, and yes, a bit of chaos. All of it was a perfect story to fuel the gaming revolution that would follow. Let's jump up into the 1980s and 1990s, an era of intense competition and incredible innovation. The gaming market bounced back stronger than ever, and home consoles took center stage once again. In 1985, Nintendo launched the Nintendo Entertainment System, which is called NES, a console that brought the gaming world back to life. The NES was a huge hit, and it introduced one of the most iconic games of all time, Super Mario Bros. Mario's adventures in the Mushroom Kingdom became the stuff of legend, and the NES became a household name. The 90s saw the rise of the 16-bit era, and now the competition between home consoles got fierce. Super Nintendo and Sega Mega Drive were the top contenders, each bringing a unique library of games. Sega introduced Sonic the Hedgehog, a fast-paced game that featured their blue mascot, while Nintendo's The Legend of Zelda, a link to the past, and Super Mario World amazed players with expansive worlds and innovative gameplay. This era was truly a golden age for 2D games. But the 90s weren't just about 2D. The 3D revolution hit in 1994 when Sony launched the PlayStation. Suddenly, 3D games were the next big thing. The PlayStation's powerful hardware enabled immersive 3D worlds that were unlike anything players had ever seen before. Games like Final Fantasy VII and Metal Gear Solid raised the bar for storytelling and gameplay. These games weren't just about playing, they were about experiencing an entirely new world. The 80s and 90s were an exciting time of growth and intense competition, and the innovations from this era are still felt today. Now, let's talk about the 2000s and 2010s. This was a time when gaming went through some major changes. the rise of the internet and mobile technology completely reshaped the gaming industry. The biggest change was the rise of online gaming. World of Warcraft became a global phenomenon, bringing millions of players together to explore vast virtual worlds. WoW allowed gamers to team up, compete, and create entire communities. It was the first game to truly make online multiplayer a massive part of gaming culture. Around the same time, Counter-Strike became a cornerstone of competitive gaming. With its focus on team-based tactics, Counter-Strike helped lay the foundation for esports as we know it today. When online gaming was taking off, the console wars were heating up. By the 2000s, three giants, Sony, Microsoft, and Nintendo, had firmly established themselves in the industry. Sony's PlayStation 2 became one of the best-selling consoles ever, while Microsoft's Xbox introduced online gaming with Xbox Live. The Xbox 330 continued the trend and helped solidify Microsoft as a gaming powerhouse. Meanwhile, Nintendo did things a little differently with the Wii, introducing motion controls to gaming and attracting casual gamers. And then, in the 2010s, mobile gaming took over. Thanks to smartphones, games like Angry Birds and Clash of Clans became incredibly popular. These games didn't require expensive consoles or high-end PCs. They could be played on any phone, anywhere. Suddenly, gaming was accessible to almost everyone, no matter where they were or what they had. Now, let's look ahead to the 2020s and beyond, where gaming is entering the most exciting phase yet. First, we have cloud gaming. Services like Xbox Game Pass and PlayStation Now allow players to stream games directly to their devices, without needing powerful consoles or PCs. You can play high-quality games on any device, be it a phone, tablet, or even a low-end laptop, as long as you have an internet connection. Next, there's virtual reality and augmented reality. With devices like Meta Quest and the upcoming Apple Vision Pro, players can dive into fully immersive virtual worlds or blend digital elements with the real world. VR allows you to physically move and interact in a game environment like never before, while AR lets you experience games in real-world settings, mixing fantasy and reality. AI is also changing the way games are developed. In the future, NPCs will be smarter than ever, reacting to you actions in realistic ways. AI can also generate endless worlds and content, creating games that feel different every time you play them. Finally, the indie game market is booming. Independent developers have created some of the most innovative and creative games in recent years. Titles like Hades, Hollow Knight, and Celeste prove that you don't need a big budget to create something amazing. The rise of platforms like Steam and Epic Game Store has made it easier for small studios to get their games into the hands of millions of players. The future of gaming is full of possibilities, and I can't wait to see what comes next. And that's a wrap for today's episode. From the earliest days of Tennis for Two to the immersive experiences of VR and AI, the history of video games is a fascinating journey. I hope you enjoyed this deep dive into the past, present, and future of gaming. Next time, we will be introducing different types of games. I'm sure many of you have heard of RPGs and strategy games, but don't really know what they are, right? In the next episode, we will dive into this topic in detail. Thank you for tuning in today, and I look forward to see you next time.